This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So how you doing today?
Man, I'm fucking... Like, it seems like the last couple days, I ate absolutely nothing except for amphetamines, ecstasy, nitrous oxide, marijuana, Xanax, and a whole fucking shit ton of booze.
You got a balance there.
Yeah, but at least I'm not on coke.
Was it your first time seeing the movie last night?
Nah, not at all. But I never get bored of it.
How's your mouth?
It's all right.
Is there a hole from the fish up?
I can feel it on the inside, but on the outside you can't see it so good.
Is that hook at least sterilized?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think they made a pretty big deal out of that. I didn't care. You know, like, I like to keep my immune system on its toes. You know, so.
Is there anything you won't do?
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff I won't do. Like, on the first movie, I was dead set against shoving anything up my butt. And now that we're done with the second movie, they call me the bulldog. You know, like... Yeah. Now it's just like, shoving shit up my ass is no big deal. Like,
second nature.
The next movie, like, Danger Aaron...
Maybe even first nature.
What did you say? Like, he hurt his pinky, right? Filming number two.
Yeah, you see that? You want to prep it? Grab it.
So now it's like...
Jerk it a little bit. Yeah.
So he's ladies? Got no blood flow in his pinky, you know?
Yeah, grab that pinky. He's going to die. Feel that?
It's really fantastic news. The doctor said that he's really going to need to have his finger amputated.
So lack of blood flow.
So we're going to shove his
penis
finger up my
too.
Ass. We're going to shove his pinky up my ass, and then we're going to chop it off with a machete, and it's going to be called the Stinky Pinky.
Shove it up his ass. Well, we haven't figured out all the details yet. But
yeah.
It's pretty close to what he just described.
We're going to cut that fucking finger off and leave it right up my ass.
Yeah. And then take an x-ray. Wait, that's already been done.
Nah.
So yeah. Beer is really the least of the things that could go up your ass.
Well, like,
beer up the ass actually serves some purpose.
It took a while to get that done, right? You know, there were at least, like, three different takes, you know? And,
three different inserts.
Yeah, by the end of it, I just had that.
Yeah, it wouldn't go in far enough, and so finally we had to draw a line to know how far to go in. That line was about 4 or 5 inches up on that tube.
You know what's amazing about Jackass number two is that everybody gets a moment to be truly ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like...
We all get our shot.
I mean, like... Forfeiting anal virginity is almost the least of it. Like, for me, like...
Yeah, at least you didn't have crabs in your mouth.
At least I'm not a cum guzzler.
Yeah. Or a cum guzzler. So we got a guy who drinks beer out of his ass, guy who ate crabs, and a guy who cum guzzles. Let's make a movie. Cut picture, rap, let's do this.
Thought that a plunger would work on human anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, like, when you just got done pounding three beers up your ass, you know, plungers are pretty
useful.
That's what I have around.
Yeah. They work on toilets.
There's nothing about drinking cum, I mean.
Yeah,
he's been thinking about that since he walked in. You're right.
Shit, I'm sure I'm not the only one here that has tasted semen.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go ahead and take a poll.
Drinking horse cum, that's pretty demented.
The problem is that horses just don't eat pineapples, so.
But what did you get out of by not having to, or by drinking them?
Oh,
he hasn't used it yet.
I can show up to work them. You know,
Chris showed up to work one day.
I showed up to work with a belly full of pills and booze, and I just wasn't that functional.
Yeah, he was actually kicked off the set because he was deemed...
This is actually on Wild Boys.
He was deemed unfit to so much as narrate. He was in such pitiful condition, wasted on drugs and booze. And so, like, to get himself out of the doghouse, you know, he was in trouble, and he's like, all right, well, this is going to get me forgiven for my unprofessional day and grant me... a new day to be unprofessional in the future.
I haven't used that yet.
Yeah, he still got it.
Yeah, so next time we film, like one of these days, I'm going to show up pretty messed up. But I don't know, man. I kind of like him. I think being messed up...
Come?
I think it can be good for our project.
Were you really that angry at that whole Arab stuff? That
well, it was like an emotional roller coaster, man. Gun pulled on you, and then you find out that all your bros... basically put their dicks in my mouth. I mean, a dick in the mouth I can handle, but their fucking dick fur? Come on. Down the throat, like in my tonsils, wrapping around my tonsils. Yeah, you cringing, aren't you?
A real hair bomb.
Given today's climate, though, could you have done Terror Taxi on an innocent cab driver, or did it have to be really a joke on you?
It had to be a joke on me. It's not funny unless I get burned.
This guy is like...
The dumb one.
Danger Aaron is the most low IQ individual.
Absolutely.
It is completely amazing.
And so like, proud of it.
Yes. I mean, we didn't stand a chance of pulling that on anybody except for Danger Aaron.
Yes.
Simply because he is
so
fucking stupid.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. No applause, please. Save those for later. Hard on this one.
What was the deal? You got your tooth replaced at one point and then it got knocked out again in this movie, or what?
Yeah, Dave England, actually 4 years ago, we were like tandem bike jumping, and then it ended up, Dave didn't want to do it again, so me and Chris did it. This is an old TV show, but he knocked it out. I was behind him and we high centered on this BMX jump. And
that's
4 years ago, and the same tooth, same guy.
Yeah, like, who cares? Nobody liked
and
that.
And then just like at first week of filming, we were in Florida and we're in a grocery store running around on these bicycle or motor scooters.
Nobody liked that fucking tooth to begin
with. No, it wasn't a really good job. And it just so happened we played chicken and none of us turned off and he smoked my tooth out and it shattered. Which is really funny. Because it's the same damn tooth and the same guy on a bike 4 years later. What are the odds? It was meant to be.
Chris, there's a little bit in the end, but not much. Are you not doing Party Boy anymore?
I'm pretty over Party Boy. Especially now that I'm not fat anymore. We're leaving the fat... I don't know.
Sometimes I wish I was as stupid as Danger Aaron.
Me too.
Me too.
You'd be as stupid as Danger Aaron, you wouldn't have to worry about scoring drugs anymore.
Yeah, no, the best thing about being as dumb as I am, there's no expectations. I can do whatever I want. He didn't do it? Oh, well.
If I could do enough drugs to be as stupid as Danger Aaron, I probably would.
You're pretty fucking close. Dumb shit.
What is Camp Stevo? Is that a new TV series?
Yeah, it's an on-air pilot, which means that it's definitely going to play on the USA Network immediately after wrestling. It's funny, like, I was initially going to be doing a show where I took over a summer camp for little kids.
A real one? Oh, my God.
You know?
Sounds like a good idea. Hey, you guys got any pills?
we tweaked the creative to keep the kids out of it.
Hey, you little 13-year-old bastard. Give me your pills.
I just had to, like, come to terms with the fact that I might not be the most positive role model for children.
Yeah, your lunchbox doesn't have what they got.
But it's like a boot camp for kids.
It's not for kids. What it is for type B personality individuals who, you know, I'm going to kind of storm in on a Dungeons and Dragons session, you know. Uptight type B personality Dungeons and Dragons nerds, and it's like, I can't believe
what's wrong with D&D, bro?
So it's like my mission is going to be to de-wussify America one lame-o at a time.
Do they know something is
happening? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to be like that. They want to be real wizards and real...
Yeah. With their swords.
Yeah.
Made out of PVC pipe and pillows.
Oh my God, I remember when it was some Ren Faire on that kind of TV series and they had me like sword fight with
some
nerd like with his like PVC pipes.
I shall lance you.
And I ended up like breaking some bone in him.
So it's gonna be so rad, like coming up soon, like we're gonna like sneak into the Bronx Zoo.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go to the Bronx
Bang
Zoo
a couple cheetahs
in the middle of the night with pockets full of Viagra.
And a healthy supply of water-based lubricant. We're going to get a lot of fun.
And if you're there, be ready.
Well, now the Jew's going to know you're coming.
No.
No, he just doesn't leave the room.
No, yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm going to stick my dick deep into Danger Aaron's throat and just start shitting.
Jeez. That sucks. Fit right in. Oh, for those of you who don't know. That's a small tooth hole that I just referred to.
Stick my dick right in there and all the way down your throat. I'm gonna shit all over your fat belly.
Oh yeah, I've been working out. Not really. I gained like 20 pounds for this role. Been working real hard since the last one. Oh yeah, you know, after the film, I'm gonna, you know, go on a diet. And, you know, my next big break. Yeah, not really.
You keep cheating on your girlfriend.
No, I don't cheat on her. No, listen.
Would you guys do another Jackass 3, or would you do it?
I think so. What do you think?
I was kind of like, I was injured for a great deal of the filming for number two, and it sucked. Like, there's a lot of scenes that I'm just.
We have unlimited ideas.
It's crazy.
We have so many ideas.
I was actually bedridden for like 3 weeks of the production. You know, I couldn't even get off my bed to piss in the bathroom. I'm peeing in the bottles.
What happened? Which
stunt
was it?
It was John Waters throwing me downstairs in a bellhop cart.
And
didn't make the movie.
Made the credits.
Made the credits.
But the thing is, like, there I am, like, you know, I'm peeing into bottles on my bed, and knowing that I'm not like that I'm missing out on all the stuff that's being filmed. But I think secretly, I was glad.
Yeah, I couldn't go on a trip all that.
I was like, you know, like going back in time, it's like, you know, I wouldn't really, you know, like you wake up in the morning, you know, while we filmed Jackass number two, it's like, you know, you're in a strange hotel, you know, and right when you first wake up, there's that, where am I kind of, you don't know what's going on, like.
That's probably
you wake up, like, you wake up totally peacefully. And then as you put it together where you are and what you have to do that day, like, all the peace goes away and you realize,
shit,
fuck, my life sucks.
Yeah, even when we're not filming, the, like,
I was
stress level.
The whole time we were filming.
I mean,
I didn't want to be anywhere else. I loved it.
But when we go out and film and then we go home, for me, I was stressed out. Even the 2 weeks at home that I was supposed to be mellow. Because you know something's going to happen. Like, in 2 weeks, you got to go to India or some shit and kill yourself.
The first movie had a lot of scary moments. And the second movie was pretty much horrifying all around.
Yeah. I'm still terrified.
Like, you guys keep doing this till you're 70?
If they make good enough wheelchairs, then fuck yeah.
I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
Like, dicks. I mean, if, like, there's no chance any of us are going to live to 70, but...
Yeah, what do you got?
But if we did...
Why not?
We would probably be filthy fucking motherfuckers just like we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to go through the 5 hours of makeup to be an old man. We'd already be there.
The good news is that STDs don't exist. You know... They don't exist.
Yep.
Or they're no big deal because they're not getting in the way of anyone's work. I mean, look at Danger. Running around cheating on his girlfriend everywhere he goes.
Yeah. If only that were true, boys. God.
So for you guys,
there's some hot ass out there I'd be cheating on right now.
Yeah.
Too bad I'm a loyal bastard.
Yeah, pretty much.
The worst is when you, if you ever break up with your girlfriend, and you're like, damn, I should have hooked up with all those chicks. That's the worst, looking back and thinking, I fucked up.
Is that why you fucked all those bitches today?
No.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to think it.
No, I don't plan on breaking up with my girlfriend. We've been together for a long time, and I'm a loyal bastard. And stupid, by the way.
What better revenge for your girlfriend?
To fuck Steve-O, that's what he's about to say. Everything with Steve-O is either fuck or drugs.
Well, it's like, if you won't let me fuck your new girlfriend, at least give me your old girlfriend's number.
God, just stop.
God. Chris, what possessed you to let a snake bite your dick?
It wasn't my idea.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't
a dick, it was a mouse.
My cock looked sweet. It was just for me. Like, when they said that idea, it was obvious. Like, it involved penis.
The penis. Snake wasn't venomous, but the mouse sure was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not the first toothy blowjob we've
seen. What
would
you rather have? Can I ask you? Would you rather have the snake, like, on your chest or his dick?
On your chest?
On your chest.
I'd like you to shut up and suck my dick.
That's a good question. I never thought about that question. Yeah, see? Pretty smart guy right here.
Like, Aaron, suck your dick, does that make you, like, gay, or are you just trying to like keep his mouth shut?
Yeah, it's not gay when you're just trying to shut this stupid moron up.
So when the snake is hanging on by his belly.
It's weird when it starts. The weird part of it, it's not the hanging on. It's when it starts to like work your penis into its down its throat. It's different than the way the woman does it. I would like to see a woman try it. Because it didn't. In a way, it felt kind of good, but in a way, it was creepy because you know it was planning to eat the wiener.
And it was trying to gobble that dong.
Yeah. That was a one-way blowjob.
So what was do you guys have any bits that didn't make the film that you did that you really enjoyed?
Or
you
think we got like an hour of footage.
Yeah, there's going to be like 40 minutes of completely unseen footage. You know, 40 minutes of deleted scenes.
A good deleted scene.
Yeah,
great.
For a special edition, deluxe, double disc, son of a bitch. I don't know, I think that I don't have to really any gripes about stuff that didn't make the movie. It was amazing because we have so much damn footage that, you know, like, a lot of stuff just simply didn't make it, you know? A lot of good-ass shit, you know?
Was the fart mask really worse than just smelling a guy's fart?
It was just pooping.
You know, like with the... like, the idea of Preston's ass and farting through a hose into my mask, like...
Which is a brilliant poop.
Yeah, like, I don't
you
think...
You see that Hollywood shit that he took?
I don't think that I actually detected the smell of Preston's ass, but the idea of his ass was just, you know, it's a very like when you put on the fart mask and it's the, connected to Preston's ass.
You know you're working with gold.
Each one of you, who in the group would you like to play a punk or whatever you want to call it, play a trick on that you haven't got to yet?
Everyone. Anybody who's to shave their pubic hair and put it in my mouth. You're all going down. Someday I'll be smart enough to figure it out, but I'm going to figure it out. Guaranteed. It's going down.
So you grew up in a morgue?
In a mortuary. Yeah, my dad's a mortician. I grew up in a mortuary for 12 years. Go ahead. What's the
12 years. At what age did you earn your purple wings?
Ooh, suck it to me. 15. No, I'm kidding. He's referring to, if you don't know what a purple wings are, go ahead, explain it.
You know it?
You sick bastard.
I read in some like book of slang about like the Harley Hills Angels, but
yeah, it's bad. It's the worst thing
you
could think
of. Is that
something
you guys talk about?
No, it's
fucking
talk about.
Let's question. Did the idea ever come up? Your brothers and sisters.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, I cheat on my girlfriend and I do dead things. What are you? What an ass. You're such a dick. But it's funny.
Are dead dudes really hard all the time?
No, dead chicks are. I can't. That's so bad. Fuck. Go ahead.
How do you keep secrets and keep playing tricks on each other?
You don't tell me.
Yeah, this guy. Don't tell him nothing.
Don't ever confide anything to Steven.
Yeah. Old blabbero.
Especially if you're cheating on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Aaron made the mistake.
Yeah, right.
Confiding.
I'm gonna have to go cheat on my girlfriend now because apparently it doesn't fucking matter. I already did. Right? Such an asshole. Now I gotta go cheat. Well, no, I'm not gonna cheat. I'm not gonna cheat.
You're gonna have to leave her up in Oregon.
What's the big fucking question?
Who in the group do you guys trust?
Absolutely nobody.
Wee Man's pretty. Well, now you can't.
No. He'll throw you under the bus and stick it to you just like anyone else.
You just walk around paranoid all
yes.
the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking over your shoulder?
Yes. Every door we open. Every CIA. Door we open. Especially me, because I'm the asshole that's really stupid and gets picked on all the time.
No, they don't do gnarly, like, violent things to you, though.
Nah, we only pick on you because we love you, you stupid fuck.
I acknowledge that. Thank you.
So you're really going to have an operation on your fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for sure, but it's a possibility because it keeps going numb. And
you
want to
call that
flow.
An operation? Yeah, I'm going to hack the fuck out.
My original plan was to put it up on eBay and let somebody, basically the highest bidder, get the opportunity to hack it off.
Well, I'll bid for that.
And have a doctor there present.
Yeah, well, I hope, yeah.
Because I got to make some
garden shears. We stick your finger up my ass and then garden shears.
I'd probably make more money off of doing that eBay shit than I would off doing this, you dumb fuck.
Then we'll take it to the taxidermist to make a French tickler out of it.
With business savvy like Danger Aaron's.
Yeah, hey, I own a business and it's very profitable.
One more question.
Are you guys all in the National Lampoon movie with Preston?
Yeah, actually, we you know, we didn't plug that once today.
Oh, yeah. TV the movie.
Right here, Preston's been putting
it up. TV the movie and The Ultimate Predator.
Were you playing it?
Oh, it's a news reporter. And I get, ran over by this car from...
Danger Aaron's in National Lampoon's TV the movie for about 3 seconds, and he gets annihilated by a car, and you look at it, and you're like, sweet, finally. Yeah.
And you, what skit do you do?
He does a lot.
Ah, man, I'm the first name in the credits, dude. I'm the lead man. I'm all over that fucking shit. All right.
Thank you guys for...
All right, rock and roll.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I was up all night. Actually, I was up all night working.
Are you in the movie, too, though?
Yeah, he plays Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
I play Jesus.
This is going to be a good movie.
It's fun. Yeah, I have a great line. I playing Satan while getting a blowjob. I say, Jesus, that me and Jesus don't have beef, except he's a faggot, and I can kick his ass.
You're going to hell, Zero. Well, not hell. Somewhere warm.
Oh, man, I'm so tired.